to refresh our memory, we're in general file now, and to refresh our memory, we just closed out Agency 6. We affirmatively voted to close Agency 6. Get my technology up to speed here, and we are now on Agency 7. Okay, I'm getting there. Okay. Mr. Co-Chair, are we ready? I think we have a quorum. All our folks are here. Okay, I have Unit 1-0-1-0-1, and that is an ETS transfer. Is that correct? That's all ETS. Okay, the next unit will be 0-1-1-1-1, and that is a reduction. And the spreadsheet is on page 15. And are there any amendments? Get our mojo back here a minute. Seeing no amendments, the motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. We're on unit 20201, and the spreadsheet is on page 19. Any amendments? Microphone, please. If you have a question, Senator, on this unit, we're okay. Any amendments? Don, we have a question. We have a timeout here. Question?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to bring to your attention, during the testimony on page 17, the department did indicate that $8,043 was not required to be paid back, so their budget request could be reduced by that amount if you so choose.
I actually have a tab on that. Thank you. And so the motion needs to be to reduce by $8,000 That's object code 190197, $8,043. Is that correct? That's what I have.
So move.
Moved by the co-chair, seconded by Representative Nicholas. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. So the motion on the, any other amendments? Motion on the floor is Gov's rec as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. 0302 is ETS.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Perkins.
And I apologize for being slow on the draw, but it, back in 0111.
Okay, first responder.
The first responder, and you know, when you look at that, it's a reduction by 43%. Anyway, it appears to be a reduction of the first responder retirement program, and I'm just wondering, in light of the discussions we had with the retirement program over the last few days, if we really wanted to make that reduction. But I'm not sure which of...
Senator, my notes say that less is needed because we have reduced mobilizations. That's my notes.
Okay.
We had was based on 146 people, and we have much less than that, I've heard.
Okay.
That's my notes.
Thank you.
There's no harm done to anyone. Thanks
okay,
for the
thank
question.
You.
Anybody else on that? Any other notes? Okay. Very good. And so we are back on... Help me out. Where were we? What unit?
0401. Mr. Chairman, 0302 on pages 23 and 24, the worksheet.
Okay. 0302 is an ETS. Were we on? So the next one is 0401, and I believe there's a similar cut that we just performed. So the motion will have to be a payback cut of $5,544 to object or to code number 0197. Is there a motion? And that's on the narrative on 26. Been moved by Representative Nicholas. Seconded by Representative Escobel. Any discussion? Similar to the motion we made on the 2 units ago. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Are there any other motions?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhardt.
0401. Could we go back to that for a minute?
That's where we're at, Representative
okay.
Burkhardt.
Thank you.
Exactly. What your question?
There's a supplemental request there for 5 positions.
Okay.
I think we need to talk about them unless we just want to improve all 5 positions.
You know, Representative Burkhardt, I have notes on the narratives on page 28. 29. And the spreadsheet for this is on 31. Folks that want to chime in, have any more notes? Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nazari, call in the testimony that my notes have that the Guernsey airfield is 137% increase in traffic. The fifth busiest military airfield in the country. And you go back and think about what the general had said about them being on site for the potential traffic increase.
And Representative Esquivel, are these federally funded positions?
Yes, they
and
are.
And that's part of my notes, too.
Yes,
and I think you hit
100%,
on the head.
Mr. Chairman.
These are federally funded positions.
100%.
And we'll have to make that up if fires break out with state-funded costs. Is really, we're going to have general-funded guys out fighting those fires. That's kind of my notes. Most of the training is for federal purposes. So we take the federal dollars, and then it costs the state dollars to repair and the damages, and we're already into that, into this budget. So that's...
Mr. Chairman...
Senator Hastert.
I'm not following what you're trying to say there. Are you saying that if we take these federal positions that are 100% federal authorized, it's going to cost the state money to do that?
Just the opposite. I'm speaking against the governor's recommendation. I think me and you are on the same side on this. Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, the way that works on fighting fires outside of the Guard is that the Guard has to charge us, the state, money anyway, so we wouldn't save any money in firefighting. There's a charge for the helicopters, there's a charge for the planes. There's a charge for their personnel, and so they charge the state. It goes through the regular process that anybody we hire to fight fires. I think this is for the Guard positions that are right on the airport. And if you look on 28, they've had six positions vacant for over 24 months and one for 65 months. So I don't know why they need five more right now. I think fill the first.
Okay. Good point. Senator Perkins.
Right, and what I had down, and what my remember this as well, is those had been vacant, and then the general testified that he had filled those positions just recently. So those positions are no longer vacant. So they've got five or six positions out there that had not been filled for over a year have been recently filled with the exact same type, with exact same classifications is what I remember.
And one other thing, Mr. Co-Chair, I think it cost us $1,000 in general funds for the 246,000 federal funds. So there is a small cost.
Is there a motion, or is there more discussion? Representative Burkhart.
My notes indicate that the five positions proposed are in addition to the ones that were recently filled. So just information.
Anyone else? Any more information?
Mr. Chairman, on that, well, let's go ahead and vote on that, then I got something else to say.
I guess, well, here's the unit 40401 is on the table. Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to, I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. I want to reinstate the federally funded positions for the firefighters for the National Guard.
So I would say that would be a denial then of the governor's rec on page 28.
Correct.
Would that be right?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. You can move to add five positions, and also Chairman Bebout was correct that there is a $1,000 general fund cost. That is not reflected in the table,
so we would
correct that.
Okay. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Esquivel. We've discussed it. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just a discussion I remember from the general is that he's had to turn away training flights because he didn't have the personnel on the ground. And there's federal requirements that he has to meet to have the firefighters on hand for these landings. And he indicated that there was landings that they had to turn away because there wasn't personnel available as required.
Okay. Is there a way, and just a question kind of the committee and staff, is there a way you could kind of structure this footnote that at any time these positions become anything less than 100% federally funded, that we would cut them?
Yeah.
Is there a way to structure it that way? Kind of a trigger into it.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's a given because that you're not appropriating any general funds for them. They will have to come back to
well,
you.
Well, that's true. Okay. Okay, I think we're ready for a vote. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion's been adopted.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, just a concept on the footnote, and I'm not sure we can do this, but if we're going to have these firefighters there, we've got six that just filled and five more to fill. We ought to put a footnote in there that says if we have issues with fires in Wyoming, that we can utilize those people to help us in other areas.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Escobel.
I believe the general said that they do that now. In explanation A, at second to last sentence, that they assist with fuel mitigation to include mowing falling trees, snow removal, and fuel reduction. Isn't that already in there?
Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, my notes say that on this that the training for these firefighters makes them available for assistance with mutual benefit for off-base firefighting. That
okay,
was
so
the governor's testimony.
Okay. Okay, Senator Meyer.
Maybe a footnote that in to what you think is that if any of these positions become vacant for a period of more than 12 months, that the JAC shall be notified as such. So we don't have these things sitting out there in inventory for 4 years.
Okay, we have several concepts. I don't think we've actually made a motion and seconded on them. Brett?
Mr. Chairman, with respect to the vacancy of 12 months or greater, the issue that Senator Meyer has just identified, as a matter of course, when we develop the biennial budget, we identify all positions that have been vacant in excess of 12 months for both the governor
okay.
as well as for the JAC.
Sound like all our concerns, then, we've got taken care of then. Are there any motions then?
Mr. Chairman, I still think as I read their explanation, what they're talking about is inherent to the Fort the Camp Guernsey area, and I don't think it really says anything other than one of your notes that said that they would help us. I think we just put a footnote in that says that if we need them for something else, that they will help us. I mean, that's my concept.
Okay, that's his motion. I'd second that. Okay, discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion's been adopted. So we have two amendments now on this unit. Are there any? Senator Perkins.
In 401 on page, I didn't believe this was in our discussion about the firefighters, but on page 29, there's also, they had also requested a natural resources specialist, and that would also be paid by federal funds, but I just want to make sure that you were aware of that because we need to deal with, I think we still need to deal with that.
Senator Perkins, and I have in my notes to deny the governor's rec on this as well. Does anybody have any better notes? That's really all I have. I have my big thumbs up stamp on it.
So my note to myself is to approve the governor's rec on this one.
Yeah, there we go. I'm not prepared to make a motion though. But is anybody? We have two. Okay.
I'll move the governor's rec on with respect to the natural resource specialist L006.
Well, I think that is a motion as the governor's rec.
Okay.
That's on the table. So,
the previous motion to modify the governor's rec didn't extend to this.
No, it did not. It extended to those firefighters, is my understanding of the motion. Is that
never
correct,
mind,
staff?
Mr. Chairman.
Is that what you understood? Okay, that's what we. Okay, so. Seeing no further amendments on Unit 401, the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec as amended two times. We've had two amendments here, I believe. All those, we have one on the firefighters and one on them helping, unless you're going to roll that into that. one on them helping on other fires. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. And quite some time ago, we also added back the $5,000 for the retiree that you don't
that
need to pay back.
That was so quite some time ago. Okay, thank you. So there's actually three on that. So the motion is GovsRec as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That has been adopted. Now, the next one I have is 0502. Is that correct? Because those were all 0401, all those issues. So, and that's ETS. Is that correct? So 0503, Veterans Commission Supplemental and ETS. And that is, the narrative is on 38. The spreadsheet is on 39. Are there any amendments? Time out. Senator Perkins.
And in 503, we're talking about Veterans Commission. We're talking about VSOs, which are the client, or they're the Veteran Service Officers. And this is the request to add two positions to the state of Wyoming. And what these individuals do is they go out and identify veterans and help them apply for and follow up on their claims.
And the governor approved that.
And the governor approved the addition of those two. And, Mr. Chairman, anyway, I guess the question I've always had, and when I was a county commissioner, we used to get, we would have veterans organizations come to us and request that we do these at a local level as well. To me, it's just, it's interesting that we're hiring and talking about hiring state individuals to help them navigate the maze of federal regulation with respect to VA benefits. And I remember Representative Wallace had significant experience in this in her life as well.
Okay. Representative Wallace.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. And basically what my note says is state should not be paying state employees to go out and solicit people to get on the government dole. We'll see this in Medicaid and other such systems, and that this is a philosophical question. And in light of that, I think I'm going to offer an amendment to deny the governor's rec for these positions.
Okay, it's been motion and second and discussion. Now, let's just so I'm clear, did the agency's request or proposal was, or the supplemental request was for three? Is that right? And he recommended approval of two.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. He recommended the approval of position number L008 and L009 for a total of $223,545, and those would be the positions that my amendment would be addressing.
Okay, and more discussion, I think. I don't know. Senator Meyer, go ahead.
You know, I just find it interesting, in one budget we're cutting the funds and the benefits of veterans, and another budget we're adding the same funds back to employ people to find more benefits. You know, so I think we have to prioritize, I believe that there are some folks already doing this, but not maybe the number of people that they want, but there are people that have come on board just recently in the last few years. So I feel comfortable with the amendment.
Just a clarification, I want to make sure we're not, this stuff gets, we end up doing double negatives on these sometimes, but if we deny the governor's rec, are we going back to the three positions that are recommended by the department, or are we saying no positions? Is that what the motion is?
Mr. Chairman, as I understand Representative Wallace's motion, it was to reduce the FTE by two and reduce $223,545, and then you would approve as amended.
Mr. Chairman, the governor recommended denial of the third position. I don't touch that. So basically, all three of these positions would be cut.
Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Speaking on and against that motion, in the narrative, you know, it discusses the positions and the necessity for those as far as assisting veterans and their dependents with disability pension claims, health care enrollment. And I can tell you from having a couple veterans of my own that this is a, you know, if I feel that if this had been availed to some of the soldiers that I knew coming back, that there wouldn't have been some of the issues they had. And I think that this isn't the place to find some extra money when you're looking at our veterans and the issues, health care issues that they're having. They're coming back more and more with post-traumatic stress. It's a real thing. I can guarantee you that. I've experienced it with two kids, and it's a real strange animal as far as the understanding of what these veterans folks go through, and to have just, you know, someone like myself, a civilian, try and explain to them and get them onto health care and enrollment just doesn't work. They need someone that's been there. They need someone that understands what they've been through and what they're thinking. I can tell you that this isn't a place to, in my opinion, I'm sorry, but this isn't a place to find a few bucks. This is a very much needed service.
Okay. Speaking against the, I'll call on Senator Dockstader and then I'll speak.
Mr. Chairman, just quickly, it's not like we're eliminating the service altogether. As I read the narrative, the services are already there. We're just not adding to. Services are already there.
Speaking against the motion, and I'm just my notes on the testimony that really we're compared to other states, we're way under the ratio, and that we're just starting to see kind of the tip of the iceberg of folks coming home from current conflicts. We have six already, and compared to most states, the testimony that I typed out was most states are pretty robust in helping folks navigate that federal maze of regulations, and we are just in our infancy, and so I'm going to speak against this and to in favor of the Gov's rec. Any other comments, Representative Burkhart?
Just a couple things on my notes. One was there's no statutory requirement for this by the feds or us, whatever we wish to do, and they had indicated that they wanted a service rep for every 3,500 veterans, and they estimated there are 50,000. So that means eventually they want 14 of these people. So adding two there, it starts to add up.
Okay. Any other comments?
Mr.
Representative
Chairman.
Wallace, and how about Representative Escobel, and then you can wrap it up, Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do remember Mr. Bartleberg talking about comparison to Montana, that they had 60 of these officers up there, and then in the explanation of priority number 5, that the continued expansion by the former administration with a team of 5 employees was responsible for more than $9 million in federal return on investment, which goes directly to veterans, and that each new service officer to include in that forecast would generate $1 million toward that effort. But I guess if there's people out there that aren't aware of veterans' benefits, then they're probably on state Medicaid.
Yeah, that's the other point, too. Hey, Representative Wallace, if you want to wrap it up, you brought the...
Mr. Chairman, I'll just keep it very brief and say that my experience with the Veterans Services is that there are ample opportunities and multiple offices that already advise veterans on all of these things, and that system seems to be working pretty well, and I don't see any reason for the state of Wyoming to have to put together a bunch of redundant services.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion's been adopted. Division's called. All those in favor, raise your hand. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Motion's been adopted. This just has to have 7 votes for this. When we get to the final passage, it'll be majority of both sides. Okay. So, motion is Gov's Rec as amended. on Unit 503. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The next unit is 505 is ETS, 601 is ETS. I have, how about the 8001, these construction? Are we doing these now or later?
Mr. Chairman, I think you wanted to do them
do
at
those
the end.
Later. So 8001 and 8101 will all be at the end when we do CapCon. Is that correct? Just to make sure. Okay, so the motion then is to close out. Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, on your footnote running list, in November, the old committee, Joint Appropriations Committee, in November meeting, requested a footnote on this agency be drafted to attempt to recoup the costs of to the state for local fire suppression efforts on fires initiated by federal military personnel on Wyoming's military installations. So I've prepared a draft of that at the committee's request.
Okay. So we have a motion by Representative Nicholas to adopt that language. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Escobel. Any further discussion?
I have to ask the question.
Senator Perkins has discussion question.
are we talking about developing a sinking fund with additional state capital so we have to do that? Are we talking about making periodic charges against the military's budget for repayment to recapture that? I mean, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to simply switch money from one general fund pocket to the other in that regard, I don't think.
Don, do you have any comments on that?
Mr. Chairman, there were two items in the requested amendment. The first was for the military department to research this and report back to JAC. The second one was, to the extent not prohibited by law, the department shall recoup the costs of local fire suppression. There are a number of tort issues that are raised so that we can't do that now, according to the military department.
Okay. Representative Senator Meyer.
What about adding in there by some in-kind recoupment? Because these firefighters that are sitting around the airport, they're getting two flights a day. They're probably not doing a whole heck of a lot the rest of the day. They might be able to do some community service and in-kind offset some of those things, clearing fires or different things underbrush and adjacent lands or different things. Just you know, trying to broaden that out as far as the type of benefit the state might derive.
Questions? Everybody understand the concept? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay. So that was back on, that's just section two then of this agency. So we're good. Okay, now the motion is to adopt or to close Agency 7. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that. Okay. We are on agency number 8, Public Defenders. The first one I have is Unit 101. And the spreadsheet is on page 12. Is that correct? That's what I have.
Mr. Chairman, a question on this. Go ahead and make your motion.
Are there any motions?
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
We do request a technical correction in this unit.
Okay.
When the position was reduced here, this budget is an 85-15 funded, 85% general fund, 15% other funds. The 15% other fund reduction was not made commensurate with the general fund, so we just need to reduce this budget by $11,842 in other funds.
Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chairman, just a question. Are those county funds?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Is there a motion? So moved by Representative Nicholas, seconded by Representative Stevenson. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. So the motion right now, are there any other amendments on Unit 10101? Motion is Gov's Rec as amended.
Yeah, question, Mr. Co-Chair. Does anybody have any notes on, you know, this $500,000 showed up for capital offenses that they're having to defend, and there was really not a very good description. I mean, it's like they pulled the number out of the hair, and, of course, the governor did reduce it. Does anybody have any notes about the need for it at that level?
Senator Perkins.
Mr. Chairman, what I have with respect to that is that these cases are difficult cases. The Supreme Court, they've adopted the ABA guidelines on the appointment and performance of defense counsel in death cases. The Supreme Court of the United States has adopted that, and so as these cases go forward, they actually have to hire special prosecutors, special investigators, both to do life history, to help with the case, as well as to do mitigating factors. Mitigating factors are things that affect the death penalty and whether or not that the death penalty is deserved. And so that expertise doesn't appear to reside consistently within the office here, and so they have to go outside to find that type of assistance. So the failure to do so potentially results in death penalty cases being overturned if they're not complied with.
I guess, Mr. Co-Chair, my question is, we've had these kind of cases in the past, and we did not see an appropriation like this. I wonder how we handled them in the past.
Well, in the past, I think we just did it on our own. I think what's happened, these are Supreme Court is, and you'll see some other stuff that's worked its way through during the session with respect to death penalty on minors. The Supreme Court's made a lot of activity on death penalty cases in the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Any other discussion?
In my recollection is that typically when you have a death penalty case, they keep coming back for supplementals kind of on an as-need basis. But they've got 3 death penalty cases in the works right now, and that's why they needed some money. But we're just reducing it some just so that we're not too far forward advancing the funds.
Brett?
Mr. Chairman, perhaps I can shed a little light on this. In our evaluation and ultimate recommendation to the governor on this matter, we did a fairly comprehensive review of their existing encumbrances from the funds that they received in the biennial budget. You'll note that that amount is $300,000 in object code 0903. We reviewed those encumbrances with them, and that's how we arrived at a recommendation to the governor with respect to the $200,000 in terms of estimating their need. The only other reminder I would give you is that I believe the director testified to the potential need for an effective immediate in the following session should that become necessary.
Okay. Okay. So there is, we've, help me where I'm at on this. We've not made a motion, and we've just been discussing it. So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Are there any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Been adopted. The next unit is Unit 0201. The spreadsheet is on page 17. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Are there any amendments? Seeing none? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. The motion is to close out Agency 8. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. We are now on agency number 9, and it's unit 0101. The spreadsheet is on page 11. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Any amendments? Although no amendments, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Motion to close out. The motion on the floor is to close out Agency 9. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency's closed. We're on Agency number 10. And we are on Unit 0101. And the spreadsheet is on page 13. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 0102, spreadsheet on page 16. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is unit 0105. Spreadsheet is on page 20. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Next unit is 0121. The spreadsheet is on page 20. Motion on the floor. Time out. We're going to have an amendment there.
I want to make sure this is in the right place. I'm going to get in that pesticide disposal area there and add back in about $30,000, which I think was about half the cut. Get the right page, Mr. Chairman. I want to be on page 19 in the narrative.
19 is the narrative, 20 is the spreadsheet.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, that took 62.5 out. I just want to add 30,000 back in there. I want to make sure that there's some pesticide disposal so we don't get way, way far behind in the backlog. But if we cut it back in half, then we'll get some prioritization.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Co-Chair. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just briefly.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. In support of this stuff, my experience is when you do stuff like if you just delete these programs, you people start dumping, and you don't want pesticides dumped.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is unit 0302. Is that correct? And that is on, spreadsheet is on page 23. That's what I have. I think we're all together. Okay. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is unit 0303. Spreadsheet is on page 26. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit. Time out. Brett?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Perkins, just to clarify, you're on unit 0302, is that correct, page 23? And the question is, will any of the reductions or the proposed reductions in any way impact?
There's only a couple of meatpacking.
Microphone.
Thank you. There's only a couple of meatpacking institutions or businesses in the state, and they have inspections. And is this going to affect those, you know?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Perkins, I don't have the answer to that question. Okay. We can certainly chase that down today and get some feedback from you from the Department of Agriculture if you'd like us to.
And I apologize for not asking that question when they were here, but if you do that, I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all.
Well, Mr. Co-Chair, you can get that, but I believe the testimony had in the Ag Committee was that they could live with this. And when I talk to the people around the state, I think there's plenty of inspectors out there.
Well, and that, I'm sure they can live with it because they're not the ones that have the meat inspectors waiting around for the stuff. I mean, we've got one in my area, and you know, we had a significant issue with this very thing a few years ago, and so the department doesn't seem to care, but it affects, you know, it does affect local businesses. So if we could have that, I mean, you may be absolutely right. I just would like to double-check that.
Okay. There was no motion. That was information. So we are back on, was it 304? And that spreadsheet is on page 29. Motion on the floor is Gov. Rex. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 0311, spreadsheet on page 31. Motion on the floor is Gov. Rex. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Next unit, that has been adopted. Next unit is 0313. Spreadsheet is on page 33. Motion on the floor is Gov. Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It's been adopted. The next unit is unit 0315, and that spreadsheet is page 35. Motion on the floor is Gov. Rec. Any amendments? Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, is this the grain warehouse, or is this rodent predator control?
Predator. Oh, rodent,
okay.
This is rodents, bats, and skunks.
Okay, I'm on 316.
Okay. Motion on floor is Gov. Rex. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Next unit is 0316, grain warehouse program, page 37, spreadsheet. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the governor's rec and put the $4,000 back in. Mr. Chairman, even though the grain house warehouse inspector, one of them, is in Goshen County, folks, I can tell you this hit a lot of farmers for well over $1 million when these guys didn't do their jobs, and there's a consequence to cuts in this area that can be disastrous. So. $4,000 isn't a lot, but I think it's probably an area where we can afford to put $4,000 back in.
Is there a second? By Representative Moniz. Any further discussion? Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, I note that the $4,000 is entirely in travel, in-state and out-of-state.
Yeah.
Seems like that would be something that they could eliminate without too much stress to the farmers.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator,
what happens is that these guys have to travel all around the state to do the grain warehouse inspection, and if they don't get the inspection done because there's not enough in the travel budget, then everybody that hauls grain to that warehouse is at risk. The out-of-state travel, I concur with the good representative from Gillette, and would ask to modify my motion. The second would concur. To delete the out-of-state travel, but leave the in-state travel in.
That, in effect, would cut that in half. Then it'd be $2,000. They took two out of each budget.
Yeah.
Okay. So that amendment's been modified. I'm sure it's fine with the second. Okay. Any further discussion? So it's $2,000. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? It's been adopted. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Has been adopted. We are on 317, and the spreadsheet is on page 39. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. Are there any amendments? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Unit 0401, spreadsheet on page 43. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rex. Any amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 0451, and that spreadsheet is on page 46. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rex. Any amendments?
Yes,
Senator Meyer.
This I believe goes into the areas of the West Nile virus there, as you see in 45. I believe that those programs, especially in along the North Platte River and on up into Fremont County, there's been a lot of people die because of that, and this is a This is, I think, a reasonable request to make sure that we have that there. Now, they don't have to spend it. If it's a dry year like last year, there wasn't a lot of money spent. But I'd like to put back in basically $74,900, so we still have a $100,000 reduction, which is going to be somewhere around a 5% reduction rather than 8% reduction.
Been seconded by Representative Wallace. Any further discussion?
Question
being called. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Been adopted. Division. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Motion has failed. Stand correct.
Oh, well.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Next unit, 0601. Spreadsheet is on page 49. Motion on the floor, Gov's Rec. No amendments. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit, 1501 on page 52. Motion on the floor, Gov's Rec. Any amendments? Seeing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Motion to close out, the motion on the floor is close out agency 10. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency closed. Here's, okay, time out for a minute. We want to go like 15 more minutes. We have a 12:30 meeting to take care of two bills. Will that give you enough time, everybody a chance to go eat a cracker and come back?
We got a 12:15 to deal with three bills.
Okay.
We try to be back at 1:30 maybe.
We just have this little bill with YDOT and Game and Fish.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the sponsors of the bill have worked out some language, so I think that actually might go pretty quickly.